Welcome to day 9, where we summarize what we have learned in the past 8 days. But let's start with a Zen Koan meditation. This meditation can be somewhat confronting, so please make sure you are in a familiar environment when you do it. And then take up a comfortably seated position with a straight back and close the eyes. If you're not comfortable to close your eyes, look at a fixed point in front of you. Breathe consciously in and out for 3 cycles. I will now ask you 3 questions. There's no need to answer the questions. Just listen to my questions and my answers. Question 1. What is the sound of the wind in the trees? Answer. The sound of the wind in the trees is the sound of the wind in the trees. Question 2. What is the sound of a notification on somebody else's phone? Answer. The sound of a notification on someone's phone is the sound of a notification on somebody's phone. Question 3. What is the sound of a notification on your phone? Answer. The sound of a notification on my phone is the sound of an incentive, the sound of hope, the sound of anxiety, the sound of tension, the sound of rejection, the sound of distraction, the sound of my failure. And for a moment, observe your mind. What thoughts arise? What do you feel? And then leave those thoughts and feelings behind. We create a distance by focusing on our body. Feeling the whole of the body. Notice how you're sitting. And do a scan, starting at your feet, checking in with all the body parts, upwards through the lower leg, knees, upper leg, feeling the abdomen, the rise and fall of the breath, feeling the chest, the beating of our heart, focusing on our arms and hands. Back up through the arms to the shoulders. Focusing on the back, the large muscles in your back. Up through neck and throat. Just notice how they're feeling. Then feel your face, all the small muscles around the mouth, around the eyes, in the forehead and across the skull. And then again, take 3 conscious breaths in and out. And then when you're ready, open your eyes. How was this meditation for you? Did you recognize yourself in one or more answers to the first question? Or did you recognize something from before, realizing you have already made some changes? Whatever you have experienced just now, it must be informative. You cannot get this meditation right or wrong. When you observe your response and accept it exactly as it is, you create calm in the moment, at the same time becoming aware of what you would like to change. The trick is to work on the things you would like to change in your own tempo and manner to ensure that the improvements last. Adversity and relapse are part of this process. We will talk about this tomorrow to finalize the course. Today we will repeat and summarize everything we have touched on in the past 8 days. Feel free to reflect on each subject if that would be a good starting point for a follow-up action. If you feel the past 8 days have been overwhelming, just use today to listen and then take some time to let things sink in. You may want to repeat one or more of the classes. Take your time. At the start of this course, we worked on increasing our knowledge about some underlying mechanisms of social media use. My purpose was to reassure and support you. Humans are social beings. Combined with the carefully designed of social media, this makes us gravitate towards them. Nobody would start an account for a social media, right? Where we would complain and whine on our own. Social media flawlessly target our need to be connected and to be understood. They use the neural pathways of addiction in our brains to keep us hooked. The objective of social media developers differs greatly from our objective as users. Have these insights helped you in your process of wanting to change your behavior? Then we zoomed in on our attitudes. The attitudes of mindfulness help us to become more aware of what we do, how we respond, what assists us, and what does not. When we observe in the moment what happens, we create an opportunity to evaluate and to make a conscious choice what we do next or what we leave be. Not responding and not posting are also actions. I recommend that whenever you feel unsure what to do nothing. If you want to go beyond the basics in our course and study mindfulness and its attitudes in more detail, there are many helpful courses here on Insight Timer and books to read and meditations to try. Check out the work of the developer Jon Kabat-Zinn himself. Find resources that build your knowledge and insight and help you apply them to your situation. The more you are stimulated to think about your implementation, the more the changes will become your own and the longer lasting they will be. Another step that will help us in our change process is to formulate intentions. Having a clear goal in our mind helps with change. You may choose a target of a maximum number of hours on social media per week, or choices how you want to utilize each platform that you are on. Or your goal is related to how you feel. It should be an exception that I feel unhappy following social media use, for example. Keep changing, keep trying different tactics until you are where you want to be. You may adapt your goals along the way. Maybe you identify a new one or discard another one along the way. Changing our behavior requires plenty of time and patience. I invite you to approach your process with a mindful mindset. Choose small and stepwise changes. Expect and accept lapses. Celebrate positive changes. and always be understanding and kind to yourself. And remind yourself at times, this is not a crash course or rapid change of social media use. This is the long-term sustainable changes in social media course. You are working at your own pace and in your own manner to make changes that will last. This requires a constant balancing of challenging yourself and choosing feasible options. It's like stepping out of your comfort zone by just 5 centimeters. Speaking of challenges, here is the last challenge of the course. Challenge 9. Ask a friend to message you 5 times in the next 24 hours with the text, "Put the phone down now." If you are not comfortable involving someone else, put 5 reminders in your phone with this text at times that you know you usually reach for your phone. For example, after waking up, during break times at work, during meal times, or just before bed. I'll see you tomorrow for day 10 when we speak about the inevitable, reverting back to old habits.